This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, why Prince Harry is getting absolutely roasted on his birthday.
There's this struggle.
Plus, Reba rescued her 911 emergency.
Report of a staircase collapsing.
And new health concerns for Wendy Williams. Why her show won't premiere on Monday.
I said, really?
Then, from the Met Gala to the Senate floor, Simone Biles' brave move today.
A message needs to be sent.
Plus, Britney Spears goes social media silent. The real reason she deleted her Instagram. Then,
maybe I should just lock it with you right now with ET.
Tyra Banks reveals big changes for Dancing with the Stars and takes on some nasty rumors.
I'm gonna be real with you. It needs to be said.
And our exclusive with Pioneer Woman, Ree Drummond.
ET starts right now.
Feast your eyes on the most influential people of 2021. And us.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
Yes, Time 100's coveted list dropped today, and look who snagged themselves a cover spot. Birthday boy, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Meghan's in all white on the cover, standing just in front of Harry, who turns 37 today. But is the cover pic just too perfect? That's the buzz online, folks calling out the couple for looking CGI and photoshopped. Over in London, Harry's brother William shared this pic and some birthday love. Will spent part of the day with their pal David Beckham. They chatted it up at an award ceremony honoring healthcare workers. Also making the Time 100, Britney Spears. Yesterday, the pop star deactivated her Instagram account, sending fans into a tizzy. Well, a source tells ET everyone can chill, it's just a well-deserved break, and nothing should be read into this. This morning, Octavia Spencer said she's apologized to Brit and her fiancé Sam Asghari after making a joke after their engagement that she should make him sign a prenup. Octavia said her intention was to make them laugh, not cause pain. Sam replied, no hard feelings whatsoever.
Your friend Britney Spears is engaged.
Yes. Oh my God, I didn't hear that yet.
Britney's pal Paris Hilton wrote a tribute essay for the issue, quote, despite the darkness that has surrounded her life, Britney embodies joy and shares the light of her beautiful heart, forever the superstar. And only ET has this exclusive video of Kate Winslet and Billie Eilish behind the scenes of their Time cover shoots. The special issue hits newsstands on Friday. Also honored with one of the seven Time covers, Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles. It's been a whirlwind 48 hours for the 24-year-old.
It's 88 now.
No.
Monday night, she wore a custom gown to the Met Gala in New York. Today, she fought back tears in D.C., testifying in the FBI's investigation of former team doctor Larry Nassar.
We have been failed, and we deserve answers.
Kev, I couldn't turn away from that hearing today.
I just wanted to reach in the screen and hug Simone Biles.
Every single one of those women I wanted to give a big hug to. The bravery that they showed, we are with you all the way.
Now to Wendy Williams, diagnosed with COVID, we've got the latest.
How are you doing?
Health-wise, how are you doing? Because you look really good.
I feel fine. Well, I've got a very good team of doctors. My endocrinologist who handles my thyroid, my Graves' disease. I'm doing really well.
That was last January, and this was the talk show host just 6 days ago, looking frail. TheDailyMail.com with the video of the 57-year-old in a silk robe being helped into her New York City apartment building. This morning, it was announced while continuing her health evaluations, Wendy has tested positive for a breakthrough case of COVID-19. Last week, the vaccinated host revealed she wasn't able to do press for her show's 13th season because of health issues. Now, after her COVID diagnosis, producers are expecting new episodes of her show to begin Monday, October 4th. Repeats will air in the meantime. Now, on to another star emergency. Reba rescued. The 66-year-old singer and her boyfriend, Rex Lynn, were evacuated from an old building in Atoka, Oklahoma, yesterday after a staircase collapsed.
I have a report of a staircase collapsing with multiple people injured. They're requesting a ladder truck. Have people on the second floor.
Reba tells ET today, thankfully, no one was seriously injured, thanks to the quick response from the Atoka Fire and Police Departments. Just glad that Reba and everybody else is okay. All right, let's move on to the loss of comedy great Norm Macdonald. The SNL vet passed away yesterday after a private 9-year battle with cancer. The tributes pouring in from all over Hollywood and also late night.
Today we have lost an absolute comedy legend. I felt privileged any time I got to be in his orbit.
And he will continue to be the gold standard.
And he is, in my opinion, the greatest host of Weekend Update that SNL ever had.
They're all there, the most popular bunch of actors on TV. There's that guy and the other guy.
He's just one of the greatest comedians ever, and God, we're gonna miss him. He was a friend.
We were with another friend, Howie Mandel, on the AGT red carpet just hours after the news broke of McDonald's passing.
I am heartbroken, absolutely, and it was a shock. He was just so funny, so pure, so authentic, so real.
It seems fitting that for the first time in AGT history, two comics are in the running to win on tonight's season finale on NBC. But it was 16-year-old self-taught aerialist Aiden Bryan who got Simon standing on the desk.
I think a standing ovation was big enough.
Yeah,
you're just off a back injury, Simon.
Yep, I risked my life as well.
Climbed up on the table and we're all like, Simon, get down.
He broke his back a year ago, so I'm I don't know. I'm like, if he falls, who's gonna save him? Yeah, and me with my high heels, that's who's gonna save him.
Now to Dancing with the Stars. Season 30 returns to ABC Monday night, and host Tyra Banks told our Lauren Zima to expect big changes for this milestone season.
Maybe I should just lock it with you right now, with ET, to say, season 30 of Dancing with the Stars, I'm going to do 30 outfit changes in 11 weeks. That's almost 3 changes per episode.
Tyra, you're promising me this?
Yeah? We have 22 right now. That means we need 8 more.
Will we get a live audience this season?
I want everybody to be as safe as possible.
I want to ask you about the cast. Remember when there was that Housewives rumor hubbub that you weren't allowing Housewives on the cast?
Yes.
And I had asked you about it. You said back then, I would love to see Kenya Moore. So when I saw
Did I say that?
One of my best friends from when I was 19 is Kenya Moore.
I'm going to be real with you. I have nothing to do with casting. I have to be very careful not to play favorites. She's like my sister, so it's very special.
Brian Austin Green. The rumor is he's going to be dancing with his real-life girlfriend, partnered with her, Sharna.
I cannot tell you if that is true or false, but I do think that it's going to be very special if they dance together.
Olivia Jade. I think she got the most backlash, her name did.
Did she?
People were saying, she's not a star, she doesn't deserve to be there. What would you say to those people who came for her?
Is she a celebrity? Not traditionally, but if people are talking about you, you're famous.
Tyra's right. I mean, Cody Rigsby is on this season. He's not traditionally a celebrity.
Oh, no, he's a celebrity in my house.
Oh, mine too, actually. Yeah, he really is. We love you, Cody. Now, the day before Dancing premieres, it's TV's biggest night.
And our guy, Matt Cohen, is with this year's Emmy host, our neighbor, Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, Kevin Nichelle, I am with Cedric the Entertainer, and he's about to spill all the gossip about the Emmys.
No, I'm not. Sorry. Catch you later, guys.
He's got jokes, people. Cedric actually did tell all.
In these last couple of days, you realize that it's actually about to go down. I got the list of, you know, the presenters, so it's going to be really cool people in the house.
That's right. It is all in person. Just added presenters joining the Neighborhood Star Sunday on CBS include LL Cool J, Dolly Parton, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Catherine Zeta-Jones. And in an Emmy first, nominees will be seated at tables. There will be multiple stages, plenty of music, and of course, comedy.
Tell me about some of these pre-taped segments that you have filmed.
I wanted to take advantage of some of these really big iconic moments that happen on television. So in a very kind of Forrest Gump way, you'll see that Zed was actually there for the Mike the Pinch Fly situation. I was there when Tom Brady was throwing the trophy. I'm gonna have this whole thing where my TV wives show up, and they all need, of course, they need the best seat in the house.
A few nominees who won't be there: the Bridgerton cast. They're filming season 2 for Netflix, but Reggae Jean Page is confirmed for Emmy night.
I'm sure he will go and look very handsome and beautiful. And yeah, then the rest of us will be in our PJs.
Is it true that Reggae said he respectfully left the group chat?
He did. But we're like, it's okay. You know, we respect his decision. We're like, you go, fly free.
I shall cheer you on in your endeavors there.
12 Emmy nominations. How did that make you all feel heading into season 2? I mean, nerves?
We weirdly went in more relaxed. I think we felt so much love from the fans of the show and support, and it's become like this phenomenon, which is bonkers. But yeah, people know what they're heading into, but they are not ready.
Speaking of fans, I mean, you've got huge ones, including the Kardashians. Kim K, you gotta get her in for a fitting. Like, I'm wanting to see Kim in a cameo on season 2.
100%. Lady Calabasas. I can't wait.
Oh, Lady Calabasas, I am here for it. Well, now to former Emmy nominee Kristen Bell, giving us a glimpse at her musical household.
My daughter has penned a song.
The lyrics will make you laugh.
Why don't you sing me something, anything that's in your brain?
Then Orlando Bloom's face-to-face encounter with a great white shark. Plus,
here's a little scoop for you.
The pioneer woman, Ree Drummond, reveals a career change.
Only on E.T.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The E.T. podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Michelle, look at Orlando Bloom paddleboarding with a great white shark. Would you ever?
No, but he had clothes on this time. We got to give him credit for that.
He captioned that moment, when fear becomes your friend.
Meanwhile, Kristen Bell and her bestie are embarking on a sweet new project that turned into quite the family affair, as Matt Cohen found out.
Kristen, I know I've seen your kids singing Adele with Dax and Dax on the drums.
You know, my daughter has penned a song. She sang a lick that was called Oopsies, I Farted.
Oopsies, I Farted.
Music is a big deal for Kristen and her BFF, Jackie Tone, who, fun fact, auditioned for American Idol 11 years ago.
I'll do it all.
Kristen and I wouldn't really be who we are if it weren't for having music education.
I never would have become an actor had I not studied, like, opera and then been given musical theater. Like, I wouldn't have this career. We traveled
through this man. Now the two are bringing their love of music to the next generation with the new animated series Do Re and Me. They both sing, act, and executive produce the show, which premieres Friday on Amazon Prime Video. K-Bell's kids, Delta and Lincoln, get a little credit too.
Jackie came to my living room like, can we use your kids as guinea pigs? Do they like these images? Do they like this music? And I was like, what is this? And they were like, well, it's a show. We kind of want to be able to teach kids music, but under the guise of entertainment. And I was like, I can help, and tried to open every door possible.
I wish that I had the business acumen to have been like, oh, my best friend's a mogul. Maybe she'll like this. But really, I was like, Kristen, can you get out of the way and show this to Lincoln? She was like, bro.
You know, moms everywhere can relate to that one, right? That feeling that you just don't matter anymore. But that friendship is solid. Kind of like Scott Foley's new bromance.
Grab here, and then I'm going to go here.
And I'm there.
Matt gets a dance lesson, but could Scott be planning a Scandal reunion on his new TV show?
Carrie has been directing a bunch.
Then, Ree Drummond, her first TV interview after her husband's near-fatal car crash.
I basically hit rock bottom.
How she pulled herself back up and transformed her life and body.
I've almost lost 50 pounds.
Giving us a little Disco Queen vibe.
How are you feeling? Like a little Studio 54?
Jessica Chastain channeled the 70s in Burberry, posing with drag queens and her husband, John Luca, at the New York premiere of The Eyes of Tammy Faye. The film, in theaters Friday, follows the rise and fall and redemption of the late televangelist.
Jesus, kids are taking me higher and higher.
Is it true that you and Andrew would go to church every week to mentally prepare?
Really?
Every week, I pick him up with Starbucks, we start the week off with church.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing wrong with a little method acting on a Sunday and getting the word at the same time, right? Well, now let's get to our Scott Foley exclusive. Scandal fans are excited to see his new dance drama, The Big Leap, but us gladiators know this isn't the first time we've seen Scott bust a move, and our Matt Cohen made sure to remind him.
You danced on Scandal. I did dance on Scandal, which is why I won't be dancing
okay.
here. I got enough crap on the internet that I think people are happy with my one dance moment and don't need to see it again.
What fans will see is Scott showing his cutthroat side. He plays a TV producer of a dance reality show in The Big Leap, which debuts September 20th on Fox.
We're gonna look for dirt and we're gonna exploit it.
Your Scandal co-stars, any chance we could see any of them pop up in this world? I would love it. You know, yeah. Carrie has been directing a bunch and I actually reached out to her to direct an episode.
While shooting in Chicago, Scott's living the bachelor life, flying back and forth to Connecticut to be with his wife and three kids. But look out for possible cameos in the future.
Yeah. I was dying for my daughter to play my actual daughter on the show. They cast somebody else. It was a time issue. My wife is a huge fan of this show.
And you can't let her down because she's a wife.
I can never let her down.
Luckily, Scott's co-stars are keeping him company. This cast has done some serious bonding offset. Of course, that includes dancing.
We want to take a different take on ballet.
Why you so look like, pretty and my wrist looks like it's broken.
Well,
go down and you breathe, then you just shake it out.
Shake it out, shake it out.
And grab here, and then I'm going to go here.
And I'm
there, right?
Yeah, yep. Pulled my tricep, but I still love it.
Sorry, go. It's not really a dance move, it's just two guys touching each other, and I'm glad we got to do it.
And I am too, dad to dad.
Now we finally know what they were doing yesterday. I was so confused.
But we gotta call Matt Cohen out because we know you got moves, Matt Cohen. We've seen them.
Those 90s Miami moves?
There you go.
He'll lock them in.
Listen, it is only September, but where our Rachel Smith is, it's already the holidays. Rach, where you at, sis?
Yeah, hey there, guys. I'm spending the day in Midway, Utah, hanging out with the one and only pioneer woman, Ree Drummond. She has built a massive empire over the last 10 years or so, but her latest gig might surprise you. Her acting debut. Yeah, Ree left Oklahoma for a bit to shoot her TV movie debut, Katie Coded Christmas. E.T. got an exclusive on set where I asked all about her transformation, losing 50 pounds.
What sparked this health weight loss journey that you are currently on?
I basically hit rock bottom eating chips and salsa one night. I went a little overboard, but I thought that night, I was like, I'm gonna start tomorrow.
So how'd Ree do it? Well, the 52-year-old Food Network star says she ate fewer calories, had less sugar, more protein, and no alcohol. She also weighed her food and exercised 6 days a week, all while writing a cookbook.
I still eat the foods that I cook my family. I still eat cake. I just eat a Rhode Island-sized piece instead of a Texas-sized piece.
A big part of Ree's motivation to get healthy, her daughter Alex's wedding.
Her unlikely workout coach, her husband, Lad, who suffered a head-on collision in March. He's recovered now and even got to walk Alex down the aisle last May.
Lad broke his neck and had to have surgery. And it was hard for him to be so immobile and, you know, have the downtime. But it could have been so much worse. He was in his neck brace, kind of immobilized, but he was training me in the living room, telling me to get lower with my lunges and my squats. He's like, no, you're not doing it right.
What kind of broad mama were you? Were you a bridezilla kind of mama?
I was pretty laid back. Of course, you know, I thought maybe 150 people, and we wound up having like 490 people or something. And it was in the middle of nowhere. We had to create this little wedding site in the middle of a pasture.
This pioneer woman's come a long way since she started her cooking blog in 2006. The Mom of Five is worth a reported $50 million, building her empire on cookbooks, cooking shows, a hotel, and a mercantile. Now she's taking on acting with Candy Coated Christmas, airing in November on Discovery Plus. It's a role written especially for her. She's Bea, the baker.
Here's a little scoop for you.
Okay.
I'm supposed to flirt with somebody under the Christmas, next to a Christmas tree.
Oh, have you told Lad?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, ain't nothing wrong with a little flirty scene every now and then.
Reggae Jean Page, get ready, because at the Emmys, she'll be looking for you.
There's a kissing scene, full method acting there.
All right, coming up, Amanda Gorman's big announcement. You are tripping. Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Look how awesome she is, by the way.
What's happening? Why is he being nice?
Those two are going to be fun to watch.
It's going to be something, right?
Indeed. Tomorrow, our new interview with the voice coaches.
Yeah, and we're with Keith Urban in Las Vegas for the return of his Sin City residency.
Oh, good. Yeah, but before we go, Amanda Gorman continues to have her moment. And tonight, she's getting her own special, Amanda Gorman Brave Enough with Robin Roberts, a special edition of 2020 on ABC.
And you know Robin's our girl, so she dropped this little exclusive to us. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
I asked her, are you going to be brave enough in 2036? And she didn't even bat an eye. She knows that's when she is going to run for president.
Plus, Robin's raising cancer awareness with her new Discovery Plus docuseries, Last Chance Transplant, premiering next Wednesday.
Hi, Miss Robin.
Hi.
Oh, it's good to lay my eyes on you. Good to see you.
Why wouldn't you want to save somebody's life and to know that you have the possibility to do that?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.